You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.
Engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
Engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
Engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
What is it?
Engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
Engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
Yes, and welcome back to GospelBellsRadio.com. We have with us by telephone their Pastor Ayo Agunloye, the publisher of your Potter's House devotional. As always, every Tuesday, he joins us on Gospel Best Radio to lead us in reflections on themes from your Potter's House devotional. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
How is your week going, sir?
Thank God. Thank God it has been well. We give glory to God. I hope you have been fine, too.
Amen. Yes, thank God.
Great. Glory to God. And we are ready. We are ready to hear from the Lord through you by His grace.
Amen.
Amen. Please say a word of prayer, sir.
All right. Shall we pray, brethren?
Yes.
Our Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks for the mercy we have received to be alive this morning and to be able to listen to your word at this time. Thank you for our help. Thank you for our hearing capacity.
Thank you.
Thank you for your purpose that you have for us.
Thank you, Lord.
This day for sending your word. Accept our hearts of gratitude in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we are praying. We are declaring unto you that we are ready to listen, to hear your word. We are pleading that you send forth your word unto us,
Amen.
The word of life, your living word,
Amen.
And active.
Amen.
The words that will transform, that will heal, that will save, that will deliver, that will help us to rededicate our lives unto you.
Amen.
We ask that you send forth your word in power this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your name be glorified. Let your word find entrance into our hearts.
Amen.
Let it do us good. Let it mix with faith in our hearts.
Amen.
And do us good in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name. We have prayed.
Amen.
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 So I greet everyone listening this morning once again. And I pray that our time here this morning will not be a waste in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord Himself is going to encounter us with His word in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we are going to be dealing with something that we titled, What Drives You? What drives you to your mountain? That's what we are going to be looking at this morning. We have been dealing with foundations, and this is one foundation that must not be destroyed. And this year, by God's grace, we are looking into revisiting our foundations to be sure that our foundations are still firm, strong, intact, and correct. They are not faulty, they are correct. And they are able to take that which the Lord is about to do in our lives. This time, the Lord is bringing open doors to most of us, to many of us that are in Him. And if our foundations are not correct, there will be the open doors and the breakthroughs will become a cause rather than a blessing. Because when you are putting a heavy load of blessing on something that does not have roots, something that does not have correct foundation to carry it, the load of blessing will rather become destroyed than bless it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for us to look again into our foundations and see if they are going to be able to take what the Lord is bringing our way. So, as we said, this morning we'll be looking at what is it that drives you to the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
We observe that in Nigeria, and indeed in most part of the world, especially in Africa, we pray so much. Mm. We pray so much. We see that you hardly find a night that we not hear a church, even with the loudspeakers, shouting in prayers and praying and praying and praying. And there is hardly a Friday of the week that people will not go for vigil. Mm. Individuals, families, there are serious prayers. Why is it that our situation, especially our nation, remains the way it is? Mm. Why is it that atrocities and destruction and kidnapping and sins, corruption, all those is multiplying despite the multiplication of ministries, multiplication of prayers and fasting programs, mountains, prayer mountains everywhere? Mm. It seems that there is a shift in the foundation. It seems that there is a destruction in the foundation. And so even the righteous in the nation seems to be powerless in doing anything in this time. So it is important for those of us who believe in the Lord, who believe that we are children of God, to do something about this so that we can be correct and so that our society also will be changed and be better for it. So we have been dealing with Psalm 11.
Yes.
And Psalm 11 says, "In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow; they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snare, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. But the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright." May the Lord bless his word to our hearts in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, in verse 1, it says, "In the Lord put I my trust." That's the declaration of faith, that this is where my faith is. My faith actually is inside the Lord, not in the mountain where you are advising me to run to. Yes, I'm not doubting that the enemies have stretched their bows. They are targeting at me to shoot their arrows at me. That's not my problem. I'm not in doubt that they are hiding and they are trying to destroy me. It's not my problem either. My concern is where I put my trust. And my trust is actually in the Lord God, not in my mountain. And the first thing I'm trying to bring our attention to is the statement of the friend, the well-wisher of David, those who does not want the enemy to destroy David, what they advised David. They said, "Flee as a bird to your mountain, to your mountain." So there is a possessive word there, that mountain is his mountain. Not just that he should flee to the mountain, but to his mountain. It showed that David had a personal mountain. Mm. And I want to say that each of us, every child of God, needs to have a personal mountain where you go to have personal retreat, to be alone with God. In fact, if you can make it happen, that is, if it is possible for you, it is good for you to at least once in a week, one day in a week, shut yourself out of all the buzzes and buzzes of your business and your engagements here and there, shut yourself in inside your mountain, wherever you have chosen to be your mountain, to seek the Lord, to always commune with Him, to be away from distractions, to hear from Him, to get instructions from Him, to get new direction, freshness from Him. It is good that you have this, apart from your regular quiet time on a daily basis, which is your altar, your personal altar which you build for Him. It is good to have a personal mountain where you commune with God. So here, the friends of David, they seem to have known, they seem to have seen him, they seem to know that David had a personal mountain. And so, being privy to the fact that the enemy of David is trying to kill David, they want David. It is better you run to your mountain. Run to your mountain so that you'll be free. David had a personal mountain that he normally went normally. But he corrected them that, see, why are you asking me to flee from my enemies to my mountain? Yes, I have a mountain that I go regularly, but it is not the enemies that are driving me to my mountain. It is not because of the enemy. The Lord never commanded me to turn my back at the enemy and run to my mountain. You will discover in all the armor, spiritual armor, when the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, and he began to talk of all the weapons, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of faith, and the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and everything, the shoe of the preparation of the gospel, and everything. All those armor, there is none that is covering the back. The Lord does not expect any of his children to turn his back to the enemy. So because an enemy has come, or because the enemy is now ready to shoot, is not a reason for you to drive you to now be running to your mountain. It is not the enemy that should drive you there. You should have a practice, a normal, regular practice of going to your own mountain, to secure, to oil or fuel the presence of God with you. You must carry the presence of God with you on a regular basis. It should be a normal thing with you. The righteous runneth into the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and it says, the righteous is supposed to be living inside the name of the Lord, that is that strong tower. Be carrying the presence of God always, every time. You are thinking of any attack of the enemy or not. It should not be the enemy that is now driving you. The question is, what is it that is driving you to that place? But before we get to that, I want to emphasize what drove David. David said, as far as I am concerned, in the Lord do I put my trust. It is not in the mountain. It is not in the hills. It is not in any other thing. As a matter of fact, if you look at Psalm 121, David emphasized it. Let's just quickly read Psalm 121 before we have this short break. Psalm 121, please, if you have found it, sir, you can help read it. Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2 says.
1 minute. Okay, Psalm 121, 1 and 2.
Yes.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Yes. So David emphasized again here that, why are you actually asking me to run, to flee to my mountain because of the enemy? Is it my mountain that will save me, or the Lord? The mountain is there, but I must not idolize the mountain. I must not make the mountain to be as if it is the mountain that is delivering me. Then when I see a battle or when I see a challenge, I'll now say, oh, this one will take me just like, it will not take me 7 days fasting. You will hear people saying, it will not take me more than 7 days fasting. It will not take me more than 7 days marathon to deal with this issue. It will not take me more than this. Is it the mount, is it the fasting or your prayer or your mountain that will do this matter or not? But David said, my help does not come from the mountain. My help does not come from the hills. Even though I will go to the hill, I will lift up my eyes onto the hill. I will go there. I will have regular retreats there. I will have regular time alone with God there. But my help actually comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. And if you continue to look at that Psalm 121, you see the repetition of David emphasizing the Lord that, yes, in verse 5, he said, the Lord is my keeper. In verse 7, he said, the Lord shall preserve thee. In verse 8, he said, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and coming in. He kept emphasizing that it is the Lord, it's the Lord. Not the hills that I'm looking at to go, not the mountains, not my fasting, not my prayers. You must not overemphasize your fasting, your prayers, your holiness, your righteousness, your anything as what delivers you, even your tithing or anything. It is the Lord that must be, it is in the Lord that your faith must be, not in what you do, not in where you go, not in a place, not in the man of God that is anointing you, not in anything, not in anyone, but in God. Your trust must be in God. Let's go briefly for this short break and then we come back to deal with our master.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.
Engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
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 And yes, thank you for staying with us. You have been listening to the voice of Pastor Ayo Agunloye, the publisher of your Potter's House devotional, and he has been speaking on where is your faith, the current discussion from your Potter's House devotional. You can always join us on Gospel Best Radio tomorrow for Waiting on God Wednesday. If there is any burden in your heart that you want to share with God's people, that you want us to take to the Lord in prayer, please use that link. Use that link on our website that says send anonymous prayer request. Please use that link and send in your anonymous prayer request. Has the Lord been gracious to you? Has the Lord been wonderful to you? And you want to share a testimony? Please get in touch with us on Thursday at 7 a.m. We gather together for Thankful Thursday. And you see, the Lord's people will be encouraged, will be blessed by hearing of what the Lord has done for you. So please join us on Thursday at 7 a.m. for Thankful Thursday. God bless you real good. God bless you. Pass over to you now.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. So we see a lot of Christians that put their faith in objects. They put their faith in the fasting that they can do. They put their faith in the prayers that they can pray. They put their faith in videos in their church. They put their faith in the man of God because of the miracles he can perform. I mean, he can see visions and prophesy. They see their faith in, they put their faith in various things, even in the tithe that they pay. They put their faith in anointing oil. They put their faith in water, in mantle, in something. And you will see that when the water has been blessed, they idolize and eulogize the water, and they keep the water sacred. They are handling it. In fact, they have different anointing oil bottles for different things, anointing for Johnny Mercy. They loaded it just like the Aguno that the Yoruba always have, just powder the medicine and they label it, anointing for to sleep and wake up, anointing for favor, anointing for this, anointing for that, and they label it and they use it as they want and all that. And when they are traveling and they forgot to use the anointing for Johnny Mercy, oh, their mind is dumping and say, Kai, I have forgotten God in the bottle. What am I going to do? They are thinking maybe of coming back home or something. They have left God behind. Why? Because their faith is actually in the bottle, in the mantle, in the water, in objects, in the man of God, in the place, and all that. That must not be where your faith is. And that is what David emphasized when he said, in the Lord put I my trust. Why are you advising me to run to my mountain? I have a mountain, but I don't run to my mountain because of enemies. And my mountain is not what deliver me. The Lord is who will deliver me. And the Lord is always with me and he keeps me. And if you look at Mark chapter 11 verse 22, let's see Mark chapter 11 verse 22. This matter needs an emphasis. And that is why I'm trying to emphasize this matter, because it is what we have been misled to do, to shift our faith, our focus, our trust from the God who does things to the things which God does. And Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus said, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Our faith must be in God, not in anything else. Not because we are doing our quiet time regularly, not because we are praying regularly, not because we are fasting regularly. You should not. God does not like to share his glory with anything. He does not like to share his glory with your fasting, with your prayers, with your one man of God, with anything, with the anointing oil or water or something. He wants to take all the praises alone. He says, my praises will I not share with any man, neither my glory with any graven image or anything that you have idolized, or any place that you have idolized. Some people have a special place in their house, or special room in their house, or special place in the church where they call the land of mercy, where they believe that no evil can harm them as long as they are there. And some people even believe that there will be need for them, if there is any dream, any bad dream they have, to run into that room. And once they are in that room, or once they are in that land in their church, they are saved and delivered from no arrow can touch them. You better remove your faith from substance. You created those substance. Put your faith in God and not in those substance. Let us look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 to 21. Matthew chapter 17, from verse 19 to 21. So the Bible says, when the disciples of Jesus were trying to cast out demons, the demon of one man that brought his son to them to cast out. Jesus was just returning from the Mount of Transfiguration along with three disciples. And he saw them arguing with a man and some people. And he said, why, what is the problem? So Jesus casted out the demon and all that. That has happened. Then in verse 19, they came to Jesus. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. That is actually the matter. You know, what overcomes the world when you are running, when you encounter the enemy or any challenge, what will give you victory is not what you do, it is your faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. It's not what you do or what you don't do that will solve that problem for you. What we solve it is your faith. What 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 says, and everyone or everything that is born of God overcomes the world. And it says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. When you have faith in God, you can be sure that you will overcome your enemy, you will overcome the challenges. So it is not the challenges that must drive you to God. You must practice the presence of God. You must be practicing the presence of God. Yoruba says that Damida Miyada Enoko Le Libo Uye Ode. A person who calls himself a hunter, it should not be an antelope or a rabbit that is now chasing him back home. And then when they say, ah, hunter, why are you running back home? Why are you running? Why are you panting? What is pursuing you? There is that rabbit, is that antelope that is pursuing me? You are a hunter. You are supposed to pursue the rabbit. When the rabbit or the antelope is now pursuing you, then there is a problem. So now the Lord does not expect any of his children to turn his back to his enemies. He expects you to resist him. He said your enemy, your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, is going about seeking whom to devour everywhere. He said, but who resists steadfast in faith? So it is this faith that you still use to resist him. Don't let your enemy, the arrows that they have bound or whatever those things, be the thing that is driving you to the presence of God. Don't let it be that when God will say that this boy has come, it's been a long time that this boy comes to my presence. Let's give him one trouble so that he can come. Let's arrange something. So no. Don't allow that to be your driving force, that it is the enemy, it is when you have challenges that are now coming to the presence of God. No, let it be your regular, normal practice. Let it not be your what you... David, in all his psalms, was saying, I was happy when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. It is not his trouble that is driving him there. It is as the heart, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so pants my heart after you, my Lord. It is his love, his desire, his faith in God that drives him to the presence of God. It is not his enemies. When his enemies come, he said, even my enemies, when they come and they want to eat my flesh, they will stumble and fall. The Lord himself is my desire. I even desire to be a doorkeeper in the court of my God, in the house of my Lord, than to stay, to dwell in the house of the wicked. He is a man. He was a man that desires the presence of God at all times. He does not wait for the enemy to come before he begins to go and seek the Lord. When he came to and he defeated Goliath, he did not come there to fight him. He did not come. He did not prepare as if he was going to the battle. He only had his catapult as a young man, as a young boy, that is always going playing with his catapult and all that. That was just what he had with him. He did not prepare that he was going to fight Goliath. He was just carrying food to his brother. And on getting there, when he saw Goliath, he did not return to go and prepare himself before coming to fight him. He was ready. You have to practice the essence of God at all times. Those people who practice the powers of darkness, they used to make mention of something. They said, "Gudu gudu nimi ofida kokotura ale." That is to say, they are always prepared for any trouble you are bringing to them. They are always prepared, like what something they call gudu gudu, which is always ready for your trouble. If you want to bring trouble, they are prepared. If it is poison, they are prepared. If it is arrows, they are prepared. You come and they will face you. So you also, as a child of God, in order not to become a casualty, must not wait for the enemy to be the thing they want to drive you to the presence of God. That must not be your driving, what drives you to the presence of God. So in Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 to 21 that we are reading, when they came to Jesus privately and they were asking, Jesus, why is it that we are not able to cast out this devil in this boy? Jesus said, it is your unbelief. Jesus did not say whether it was their fasting or is their prayer that was not enough, or is their righteousness, or is it mountain, that instead of you to be going to mountain. Now, me, I'm coming from the mountain of transfiguration. You people are here. How will you now be able to cast him out? Jesus did not say, when you be eating, digging your grave with your fork and knife, eating, and always eating, you are not fasting. You are not always fasting. You are not praying. You are not having vision. You will be sleeping like log of food and all that. How will you be able to cast him out? Jesus did not tell them that. What Jesus said, that the basic thing, what actually prevented you from being able to cast him out, is your unbelief. Your unbelief, lack of faith, is the problem. That is the reason why you are not able to cast him out. If you want to be able to cast out demons, all you need is your faith. Jesus did not even tell them in a place. He said, if you have faith that is as small as mustard seed, it's not a big faith that you need to cast out demons or to cast out mountains from one place to the river. What you need is a faith that is as small as mustard seed. All you need is faith. Faith and faith. But he went on to tell them, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove it to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And verse 21, how be it, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. So if you now look at it properly, in the hierarchy of what will help you to pass out the demon, or what will help you to overcome the enemy, it is not actually, first of all, your prayer and fasting. It is your faith, because this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But how do you build your faith so that you will be able to cast out demons? If your emphasis must be in your faith in God, if you have faith in God, not have faith in your fasting or in your prayers or in the anointing that you have received from the man of God. Some people, you see, when they pour oil on their head, they will just leave it there. They will not want to touch it because that is the anointing. No, that's not. Sometimes when you shake a man of God, you just don't want to use that hand to do anything. You don't want to use it to shake anybody. You are idolizing it simply because you are shaking a man of God. He says, you can build your faith. In Jude chapter 1 verse 20, he says, dearly beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So praying and fasting is important to build your faith. Now, it is now your faith that deals with the situation, that overcomes the world. You must not keep your faith in God towards any other thing if you want to maintain your victory in life. Now, do you also know that when friends advise you, unfortunately, our prayers, our people that lead us in prayer to pray, other than encouraging us with the word of God to have faith in God, they bring fear unto us. They will say, look at what the devil did to somebody. Look at how the devil snatched somebody's glory. Look at this and look at that. By the time they finish with the work of the devil, people are full of fear. They now say, you better pray so that they will not do. And you now see people shouting in prayer. You will see the fear in them as they pray. They will say, the person that can shout most in this prayer, God, I'm just looking for one person that is as amen can overpower or cover the whole amen of every other person. The Lord is ready to deliver that person today. You now see people struggling to shout amen through the top of their voices. You see that you are shifting your faith from God to man. You think that it is your amen now that is louder than every other person's amen that will now deliver you from that trouble or from that thing. When, because they have now painted the devil as more powerful as them, instead of giving you faith now, they have put fear in you, and you are praying out of fear. You are praying out of a defeated position. That will not help you. That has not helped the church. That is why those people, man of God, please listen to me. Those people that you are leading to pray out of fear, that out of the 1 hour that you are giving to pray, you have used 50 minutes, 45 minutes to testify of what the devil have done to one person or the other, and what the devil can do. Maybe the person that used his head to carry cobwebs somewhere, the person that had one bad dream somewhere, the person that had this and that, and what happened to them. And you have painted the devil to be so much powerful, such that you have planted the fear of the devil in them so that they can pray. Why don't you plant the faith of God in them so that people can trust in God? What God has done here and there, that the devil is powerless. And to now tell them to pray from the position of faith, you are actually destroying people. The Bible says that anything that is done outside faith is sin. And you are making the people to commit sin when you are making them to pray out of fear, because fear is the opposite of faith. And when they are praying out of fear, they say, that witch in you, the witch did you like this, and the witch stressing you, and you are there, you are not praying, and this and that. You are making them, you want them to be praying out of faith, out of fear. Why don't you teach them what Jesus has done, the protection they have in Christ, and how their lives are hidden in Christ in God, and how the enemy, the devil, cannot touch them as long as they have not broken the edge, and how the death and the resurrection of Jesus is enough for them? Why don't you teach them faith? Why don't you teach them to stand on Christ? Why are you teaching them fear, such that they are praying out of fear? Want them to pray? It is good to pray. It is good to encourage them to pray, but not out of fear, not from the position of fear, not from a defeated position. The Lord must help us to return to faith. The Lord must help us. What is it that drives you to God? There is no time again. I would have longed for us to look at Nehemiah. It was not only David that was advised to run away from his enemy and run to his personal mountain, but even Nehemiah was advised to run to the temple from his enemies. But Nehemiah said, I perceive, I discern that God did not send him to tell me that. Therefore, how can I, a person like me, be going into the temple, running away from my enemy, and be running into the temple, and he refused to leave where he was? If the enemy wants to come and meet me here, let him come and meet me here. I have faith in God, I will defeat the enemy. They always say so. They said so to Jesus too. They told Jesus that, look, Herod is going to kill you. You better leave this place now. Leave Jerusalem now. Jesus said, go and tell that fox, that blood-sucking fox, that wanted to kill me when I was a child, that killed so many people, that fox that killed so many children in those days. Go, that Herod, even though that Herod that wanted to kill me is dead, this Herods are always looking for the head of John the Baptist, the head of prophets, to kill them, to destroy them. They are fox. Go and tell that fox that I am here. He told, he sent his itinerary to them, that I am here, I'm going to be casting out demons, I'm going to be healing, I'm going to be doing the word of God here, be today, tomorrow, and next tomorrow. But after that, I will leave here to go and be doing any other thing the Lord has sent me. I'm not running away from him. Go and tell him my itinerary. Let him come if he wants to touch me. And I know that prophets, we are always killed in Jerusalem, not outside Jerusalem. Let him come and kill me here now. Jesus did not run away from him. Nehemiah did not run away from his enemies. David did not run away from his enemies. So they all practiced the presence of God, and they had faith in God. Brethren, what is it that is driving you to the place of prayer? Is it always your problems and your challenges and your enemies? Is it that one, or your faith in God. Let it be your faith in God. Have faith in God. I like that we sing that song if we can. And the Lord will have mercy on us and help us in Jesus' name. I round up this way. Brother, what is it that drives you to the presence of God? What makes you to pray? What gives you, what gives you, when you, what makes you to pray? No wonder those pastors are using fear to make you to pray. It's because they see that you are not praying. You are prayerless. You see, you don't have this passion to pray to God. You are not, nothing drives you. The love of Christ does not drive you to come to Him to be communion to in prayers. You don't have a personal time to be alone with God. You don't have a personal altar to really pray with God. You don't even have personal videos. You don't have personal time to pray, to fast, to seek the face of God. When apart from prayer and problems, it's only problems and troubles and enemies, battles that drives you to the presence of God. If that is the case, then they will keep sowing fear in you to drive you to the presence of God. What drives you? What is it that drives you? Change it now. Let it never be fear anymore. Let it be faith. And the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. You have to repent of your fear. The Bible says you have not been given the spirit of fear, but of love, of courage, and of sound mind. Please do away with fear. Perfect love for God casts away fear, overcomes fear. Therefore, please praise God in faith. Trust in Him. Let your faith, your trust be in God, not in your mountain, in your fasting, in your prayer, in anything that you can do. And you will live victoriously ever after until the Lord comes in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so very much, sir. God bless you. Really good. God bless you. Really good.
Amen.
Somebody asked a question while you were ministering, but of course you answered it. He said, but Jesus went on the mountain. Does it mean we should not go on the mountain? But you have answered that question most clearly, and we give glory to God. Thank you also, our dear sister. She wrote saying, yes, oh, our faith should be in the truth, the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, not on the mountain. No wonder Jesus told the Samaritan in John 4 that ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father, but God. But seek such as worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's good. And she also prayed. She says, increase my faith in you, O Lord, in Jesus' gracious name.
Amen.
And we say amen to that. Yes, we also have this. Their sister says, God bless, God's best radio. Amen. How many of us will like a child that only remembers to come home when he or she is in trouble? We all love relationships, and so also God. And that is true. God loves relationships, and that's what Pastor Yagunle has emphasized. Let's sing that song if you know it. Have faith in God when your pathway is lonely. He sees and knows all the way you have trod. Never alone are the least of His children. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He is on His throne. Have faith in God. He watches for His own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. And indeed, we pray that the Lord will increase our faith in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor. God bless you. God bless you. Really good. Please say a word of prayer. After this, if you can wait with us at 8 a.m., we are going to have On the Lord's Side. God bless you. Pastor, a word of prayer from you.
Father, we thank you for opening our eyes to this now. Forgive us, Lord, in all that we have allowed fear to drive us to you. Please, we ask that from now, help us that faith is what will be bringing us to you. Mm-hmm. We'll be coming to you in faith, and our faith will be on you alone, not on our mountain,
amen,
not on our prayers, not on our fasting, not on our righteousness or our sight or whatever we do. But Lord, let our faith help us that from now on, our faith will be you. And increase our faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not on things, but with you. And that we will not wait until we are driven by one trouble, one enemy or the other to come to your presence, to come to our mountain, to have regular relationship with you. Father, Lord, please draw us to yourself regularly in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please fuel the fire of our love for you, so that as the deer pants after the water blows, we ourselves must seek after you to come to your presence, or to come to you on a regular basis, to maintain and fuel our presence and your presence with us at all times in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Blessed Lord. Be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, sir.
Amen.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.
Engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
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 Engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.